This article is from the archives of my former site about facts. Secret messages. Have you ever heard the theory of secret messages being inserted into things? I don't know where this idea came from, or when it started, but there are quite a few people that believe in this type of thing. They believe that there are messages all around us that we can't see unless we completely analyze what we are looking at. One of the biggest secret messages, according to them, not me, is in our human genetic code. There are people that believe that this message was put there by aliens, and when we finally find and decode it, we will be ready to join the Universal Brotherhood of Planets and take our place as a respected member. On the other hand, there are people that believe that there is a hidden message there, but it was put there by God, and when we figure out what it is, it will save us. This is not to forget those that believe the devil left a message there for us. Wow, our genetic code is pretty busy hiding messages. We probably have all heard about the hidden messages that are supposedly in the Bible. The problem is that these messages seem to only be found after an event, and no one has yet used one to predict the future successfully. The Bible is a massive book with a lot of characters. It seems to me that just by coincidence you could find references to some of the things that have happened lately by using it to create anagrams. If one uses a Bible that is in English, for example, this means that it has been interpreted many times before it got to this language, and that is hardly a good test. I think that before any of these tests could even be considered valid, you would have to use a Bible text in its original language, which would mean that you would have to be fluent in ancient Hebrew, Aramaic, or some other ancient language. Here is something I am sure not many of us have thought about. If DNA can carry messages, it might be possible someday for spies to get their secret out of a secure area by encoding it on the DNA of a bug. Perhaps a roach or fly, and sneaking out information that way. I know this sounds far-fetched now, but it is a possibility. They might even be able to smuggle out information that was recorded on a single strand of their clothing, using zeros and ones. As we enter the world of nanotechnology, the possibilities for this type of mischief increase tremendously. For all we know, this might even be going on now. For several years it has been thought spies are using computer graphics to encode secret messages. Look at it this way: a secret message is encoded into what looks like a harmless photo or graphic. It is then posted on the internet with millions and perhaps hundreds of millions of other graphics. The only people that know that this graphic contains a secret message are the ones that created it and the ones looking for it. It is encrypted so that even if it is accidentally found, it may not be able to be broken, and the chances of finding it are almost zero. It almost seems nuts to do this, since everyone in the world can do it. Thus, no one country or person has an advantage by using this system. Supposedly, some commercials contain secret messages. Psychiatrists are hired to help create some commercials in such a way they will influence us even subconsciously. Years ago, it was claimed messages were being flashed between the frames of movie commercials, and they were almost hypnotizing us to buy certain products. Some of this turned out to be true. But it also turned out that this had no influence on us, either subconsciously or otherwise. Probably the best way of influencing us is by creating a catchy jingle that we can't get out of our heads. Years ago, companies were using that method. An example of that is the Armour hot dog jingle. It went like this: hot dogs, Armour hot dogs. What kinds of kids eat Armour hot dogs? Fat kids, skinny kids, kids who climb on rocks. Tough kids, sissy kids, even kids with chicken pox love hot dogs. Armour hot dogs, the dogs kids love to bite. Lately, Walt Disney cartoons have been accused of containing secret messages. These messages are said to be on the environment. They have also been accused of having subliminal messages in their films. I can tell you this: there is nothing secret about some of their environmental messages. They are right up front for all to see. They usually show if we don't take care of our planet, there will be nothing left in the future to take care of. On the subliminal message front, some people are convinced that Disney has a tradition of putting these in films. I for one have to say I don't know why they would, because they have been proven not to work. Anyway, here is what is claimed, but I have never seen it. They say the film The Rescuers had two frames of a topless model. The film The Little Mermaid had Mickey Mouse, Donald Duck and Goofy in a crowd if you look carefully. Supposedly in The Lion King the word sex is briefly formed by clouds. In Who Framed Roger Rabbit it is said that the then Disney chief executive Michael Eisner's home telephone number appears on a wall for two frames. It is said when many of these features went to DVD, the hidden messages were taken out. Do we live in a world of hidden messages? I guess there has to be some, even if they are there as some sort of a joke. The real question is, are they prevalent? I really don't think so, and I don't believe we should waste our time looking for hidden messages in everything that comes across our path. That would be enough to make us all paranoid.